The NFL draft starts tonight. Exciting. Because your team starts hoping again right now. Cardinals, you've had a lot of hope this offseason. Well, the Bears don't. Yeah, you're right. You're right. The Bears won't hope. They'll make a mistake. Cardinal fans, this is a hinging one for you because you're all in for next year. This is a big one. And Larry Fitzgerald still.
That's amazing.
Undecided.
I thought for sure.
Go to Tampa.
I would assume so, but that as a Cardinal fan, I'd be a little bit pissed off. Here's the rumors that I hear from some sources in media. I have my sources. Gamba Ding Dong loves the source book. I saw my handy dandy notebook. I'll just say this, and I've heard this from a few people. If you can't get along with Larry Fitzgerald, something's wrong with you, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And evidently those two don't get along.
Oh, really?
Evidently. This is all rumors I've heard. And I've heard it from different groups not communicating with each other. They don't, like, one group doesn't know the other, and I've heard it from different places. And they're all sports-related people. I don't know how true that is.
I think the other thing you hear is that Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Murray's his guy. You got your core that you're building around. Fitzgerald is a...
He's the old guy.
Inherited guy, right. Yep. And that might not be part of that.
But a dude you want to inherit, that's for sure.
I heard there was some friction last year.
And you've heard it separate from the people I've heard it from.
Yes.
Interesting. So Larry may be just throwing a finger at the franchise by being the face of it for so long and saying, I'll play you guys like a fiddle. And they have to kind of let him.
A little bit.
The last thing the Cardinals want to do is F up the relationship with Larry Fitzgerald. They have to kind of allow him to do what he wants. And just say, hey, he's been good to us for, 17 years, 16 years now? We can't just cut him or do something terrible. We'll look bad. But I don't know that Larry's being all that fair to them. Because with Larry there, I mean, do you draft a wide receiver? You draft like he's not there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Second round, you're drafting guys to replace Larry. Or free agent guys, because you got D-Hop and everything else. We'll see. Awful lot to pay a guy who's hanging around.
Surprising if he stayed.
He may be packaged tonight. Well, he's a free agent, though, isn't he?
Agent.
Yeah, they can't even trade
unsigned.
Him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's signed a series of one-year deals.
Yeah, interesting.
It's either, there's no way he's staying, but he either goes somewhere else or retires. That still could be out there.
He'll go to Tampa. Or he'll retire.
I don't think so.
He's got no contract. I think he'll step away maybe if Tampa wants him later in the year and it looks good. Or he can pick and choose a team. And you know what? He has that right. That dude toiled away. And you look at the list of quarterbacks that have thrown him passes. There's no reason he should have stuck it out here as long as he did. Interesting. We're talking football. I like it. All right. We got Porta subs to hand out to people. We've got tickets to go to a comedy show. We'll let you pick it, too. I think next week Brian Callen's here. We can throw you those.
Next week is Brian Callen, Carlos Mencia, Jason Mewes is
great
in town.
Great shows. All right.
That's huge.
Mewes is here next week?
Yep.
All right. We can team him up with Dante for the first time
right.
over here. Brett looks just like Dante from Clerks.
He might freak out.
He might not like it.
Whoa, man.
All right. Let's go to the phones and see. You guys ask us a question, and we'll give you a prize if you can stump us. This will be interesting. We'll
all
see.
Right. We got Tyler on line one here.
All right. Tyler, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
I'm here. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Who's your team?
I did for tonight. A Cardinal.
You're a Cardinal fan. Who do you think they're getting?
Oh, I don't know. I want them to get a tight end from Florida.
No, he's going to be gone.
He's pretty
Pitts,
good.
Pitts is going to be
gone.
Yeah,
they did.
He's not lasting the 16.
Him, but,
yeah. Do you want Larry Fitzgerald back?
Of course you do. But I also want him to win a ring, too, as well.
You want him to go somewhere else and get a ring?
Yeah. I think he deserves it.
So you don't think the Cardinals have a chance to win a ring?
Not this year, I don't think.
No, okay. All right, fair enough. All right, what's your question, Tyler? Yeah, that's good. All right, Tyler,
all
go
right,
ahead.
All right, here's my question. We all know Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round, but what was the pick that he was drafted at in that round?
Well, it's 199th. That's the legendary known fact.
Yeah, so in the sixth round, though, what was the pick in that round?
Well, he was
that he got drafted at.
Because that's when you get compensatory picks get involved in the sixth
it was
and seventh.
At the end of the round, it's like 33rd or something like that.
Between 30 and 35 somewhere. I would say 31st, 32nd, 33rd. Are you going to give us leeway on two picks either direction?
Yeah, they're closer than you think.
So we've said it.
You're right there. I don't want to give you any more, though, because you guys are pretty close.
Well, we're close enough.
Toledo, go ahead and answer. I'll let you say.
I'm going to say 32nd.
He says 32nd. I'll go with that. That's about right.
You're going to go 32nd?
Yeah.
That's 33rd.
Okay, so, we win that. That's our
and
prize.
And I also said 33rd before that. Right, so
yeah, that's,
I'm splitting hairs.
Those are closer than you think.
That's
I nailed
pretty
it.
Pretty damn good, Tyler. Got to give us credit for that. Brady, way to go. Way to go. All right. thanks, Tyler. There you go. Yeah, Brady knocked that one out of the yard for us. Well done. Who's next?
It's Tom Brady trivia. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
do.
Coming out of Michigan.
Look, know your enemy. I know the haunt of Tom Brady.
We got Bernie with a question for you guys.
Bernie, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm good, Bernie. Go ahead. What is your question?
My question is pretty easy. Four teams can never make a Super Bowl appearance.
Four teams never made them. Jaguars.
Cleveland Browns.
Browns. Texans. Lions. That's four.
Where'd you go?
Bernie? Yeah, yeah.
Are you checking your own work?
Jags, yeah, Texans, Browns, Lions.
Jaguars, Browns. Definitely Jaguars, Browns, Texans.
Yeah, I just told you that. Yeah, I just told you all that. Yeah.
When we were going through this on the phone, he was even having a hard time with the fourth one himself. So.
Bernie. All right.
Get a pen and paper and write it down.
Sorry, Bernie. Yeah, we win, Bernie. Sorry about that. Nice try.
I'm glad you worked it out.
Yeah, no problem.
See you, buddy.
All right, we got Rick here.
Rick is on the line. Rick, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. I feel like we're on fire right now, boys, after that easy question, and then we nailed that Brady one. Go ahead. I'm feeling good, Rick.
Mine's going back a little bit of a college, but he did get drafted in the NFL. But who was the oldest Heisman winner? Then he was drafted by the Carolina Panthers in 2001.
2001.
What was the question again?
Oldest Heisman winner to get drafted. He said he got drafted by the Panthers.
Heisman winner.
Who was that weird kid
Florida
from Oklahoma?
State kid.
Yeah. Well, no, but who's the one from Oklahoma?
The ginger?
His eyes were too close together.
The ginger was...
He ended up being on the Browns for a little while. He bounced around.
Cowboys, too. Yes. Number three, Josh Whedon. Not Josh Whedon.
Something like that.
Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon. But he didn't get drafted by the Panthers.
And he wasn't a Heisman winner.
No, he was not. In 2001...
I thought it was... I mean,
so he I think he won the Heisman in 2000, and then he was drafted
the year after.
Florida State. It's the guy with Charlie Ward before Charlie Ward.
Chris Winkie.
Brady knows.
You got it.
Is that right?
Damn it.
Well done, Brady Bogan with his college football knowledge. That's a kick in the nuts.
Bar. Said Charlie Ward.
Here's what I know, Rick. I would have never known that.
I
could have answered 1,000 different times. I'd have missed that 1,000 times in a row. But Brady
Bowden
didn't.
Was on a roll there. He was a lot of
no
his.
No quarter subs.
Give this guy some quarter subs. Just for being pathetic enough to ask.
Bobby Bowden.
I got you. Hang on.
He was
there,
actually
Rick.
The youngest player on the FSU squad at that time.
They were. You know, I saw a thing about Charlie Ward the other day, and I didn't realize how good he was at Florida State.
Basketball?
Well, he ended up playing for the Knicks for 10 years because he didn't want to get drafted by certain teams. And they're like, forget it. And they didn't think he was committing to. To football, though, like because he said something like, if I don't get drafted in the first round, don't bother. And teams were like, ooh, well, he went and played 10 years with the Knicks. It was phenomenal. Pretty amazing. All right.
All right, last one here.
Dimitri's on the line. Dimitri, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Dimitri, go.
What kicker threw an interception in Super Bowl VII?
That was Yepremian.
Garo Yepremian.
Wow, you got it.
Man. Yeah, that's a great one.
It's a great pass.
It's a great pass. It's legendary.
Behind him.
NFL Films Super Pass. Who picked it off? Was it Jim Marshall? No, it was a Redskins.
Oh, that's right. It was the Redskins.
Wasn't the Vikings. I don't know who caught it. Sorry, Dimitri. Nice try. Thank you.
Jake Scott was so pissed at that when that happened.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just naming people you remember.
And Jim kicked his ass.
Jim Kick was his name. Brady's just remembering names. Let's go blind with one.
You want to go blind?
Try one blind. We're done. Your people scare me.
I got here.
We don't know if their questions right. You got to do some quick research here, Bert.
Good luck with that.
Either who's this?
This is Dylan.
Dylan, go ahead. You got a good question. Hopefully.
Yes. When was the last MVP tie?
Oh,
for
MVP?
Super Bowl or for the league?
Yeah, because Randy White and Ed Too Tall Jones.
For the league.
Last league MVP tie.
You're asking us for what year that was?
Who was it? Sorry.
Oh,
give us a decade?
Can you give us a timeline? Yeah.
Between 2000 and 2010.
No kidding.
Like Tiki Barber?
No. I kind of want to. I would assume it would be like a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady thing.
Was it two? It wasn't two quarterbacks.
Was it the same position?
Was it two, yeah.
Same position.
Same position.
Oh.
I would say, God, I think that would probably be the only thing I would guess. That would be the only thing the league would do.
No, it has to be defensive. Was 2000?
He said same position.
Was Charles Woodson get his MVP in 2000?
They wouldn't do two cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That would be two quarterbacks. 2000.
Not halfbacks.
I'm with you. Maybe Peyton, but who else?
Brady. But 2004 was...
They didn't tie. We would know that,
Patriots won
we?
The Super Bowl that year.
All right.
Breeze?
No, Breeze didn't
he
get
wasn't
his
an MVP
until,
talk.
He didn't get his until after the Super Bowl.
And he wasn't even, like, sad. Let's do it. Let's just go with the obvious. Right. It's going to be too obvious,
Peyton
though.
And Brady.
Too obvious. Peyton and Brady.
It's Peyton and McNair.
McNair!
Damn it! All right, you get only sandwiches.
Only a Titans fan would know that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be a Titans fan to remember that. Damn it all. All right, hold on a second.
Hard.
There you go. Good job. That's a good question, too. Damn it and double damn it. How did Brady get skipped out of that one? I don't know. That's crazy. Double damn it.
Right, the numbers.
Go with one more.
You want to go one more?
I'll try one more. I like this game. Private. She's French. Are you there, Private, in the military?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, this better be good because we're giving away sandwiches like we're going out of business. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little hint because it could be current or past player.
Okay.
Okay. Which NFL player has a Twitter and has murdered?
I'm sitting here like an idiot typing it up.
Greg Caruth.
Hernandez?
No, he doesn't have a Twitter.
Hernandez never had a Twitter.
It could be current as well, though. And you're talking convicted murderer.
Oh, that's easy. OJ.
No, he was never convicted.
Oh, that's true.
Are you
Maybe
saying
that
convicted
foiled
murder?
His question.
Yeah. It could have, because otherwise, well, he was never convicted of murder. He was convicted of obstruction of justice. Or I'd say Ray Lewis. You know who it is? Alejandro Villanueva.
Oh.
Bingo!
He's in the army.
Technicality, that's not murder. That's an act of war.
Yeah,
well done, though. Nicely played.
It's an impressive question.
Yeah, it was a good question, but more impressive, the guy who answered it. Me. Nice try. That's a good twist.
Thanks, guys.
Nice job, man. See ya. That was a good question. All right, we're closing on that one. They're getting clever. Villanueva is the only one who's killed and has a Twitter and is currently in the NFL. Well, he's dead.
Oh, he said he was alive. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, if he's tweeting,
well, who does he tweet? I know you have an Instagram account of a dead man, but it doesn't mean that everybody who's dead can still keep tweeting. No, he's been dead for a while. I don't think his Twitter's that active, to be honest. In fact, I think his account's probably been closed up by the Twitter. If Donald Trump can't be on it, neither can Aaron Hernandez in his current condition.
We still hear from Ralphie every once in a while.
Do you get some tweets out on Ralphie?
Well, he posts – well, there's an active poster on the Ralphie May account.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I don't know who's doing that, but that's hilarious. It's not me. It's 9:20. There you go. NFL draft tonight. Got a little football fever put in us there. That felt good. A little closer. You don't know who the Bears are going to take?
No.
Not paying attention?
Nope.
I'm hoping that Najee, what's his name from
Najee
Alabama,
Harris?
Falls to the Steelers. Ooh.
They're talking about the Cardinals taking him if he falls that low.
Yeah, if they get him, that'd be good because they've rebuilt their offensive line with young guys. But I think they're still going to draft O-line. I don't see him dropping that far. And now they're saying Trey Lance is going to dump down into the 20s. If that dude's available.
Oh, yeah.
Belichick, Pittsburgh, there's going to be a lot of movement.
Project quarterback.
He's not that big a project. He's Josh Allen. He's legit.
He only played six games in college. He only had six games of tape.
Hell, we'll take a project at this point. Jesus Christ.
We'll take another project?
Yeah, might as well.
Well, the last one wasn't a project. They plugged him in. They picked him second. Yeah, I'll take a year off and have that kid sit behind Ben. That Trey Lance has got all the weapons you need. I like him. Anyway, there you go. Let's get ready for NFL draft tonight. Who are you wearing? Tragedy porn. Play the game of tragedy porn. Every time they mention somebody's family member being shot on drugs, what they've overcome, take a shot. You'll be drunk before the fifth pick. and never forget. And I don't remember the name of the player. Remember CeeDee Lamb a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
When he was sitting there with that.
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend tried to steal his phone.
That was last year, wasn't it?
I think it was 2 years ago.
No, I
don't remember. Either way, and he's got his phone and she tries to take it. And clearly he was texting someone else a congratulations. That girl was hot too. Sitting there with her big long legs all folded up next to him. Hilarious. But that dude's dad who fell down that rocky driveway and rolled into the road.
Still don't know who that is?
I still don't know why they lived on a pyramid either. Nobody should ever, ever fall down in a driveway and slide into a busy road. That is a pitch problem. That is a design flaw. But they brought it up. His father went out to start the car, slipped on some gravel, and rolled into the road off his driveway. I'm like, Dad was bombed. Something wasn't right. So I look forward to the crazy ones. It's tonight. We've got an entertainment drill coming up in moments. It's 98.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.